The National Guard says it has met today's deadline for troops to be sent to help patrol the U.S. border with Mexico. Officials announced yesterday that almost 6,200 guardsmen have been deployed along the border. In Texas, Governor Rick Perry promised to send 1,500 of his National Guard troops. Sarah Bush reports.
At state headquarters for the Texas National Guard in Austin, Colonel Robert Cannon debriefs an auditorium full of eager soldiers. It's day two of training for this group at Camp Mabry. The commander of Texas Border Support Mission has been doing this for new recruits just about every day.
When we're out there in the field, we identify people. We're going to call the U.S. Border Patrol on the radio and tell them, hey, I've got somebody over here, and they're going to come get them for you.
After two more days of briefings and paperwork, the soldiers head to the U.S.-Mexico border for about a year. They've volunteered to help the Border Patrol with administrative, mechanical, and surveillance tasks. Colonel Cannon says the Texas National Guard is meeting Governor Perry's goal and still has enough troops to respond to state emergencies.
We will well make the numbers that we need to for the border support mission. We have more than enough troops coming in to do the job.
In El Paso, Texas National Guard soldier Sarah Chicon isn't affected by the scorching summer temperatures. She's holed up in a video surveillance room, watching border crossers try to beat the heat and Border Patrol agents.
You just see people just running or walking, just however, crossing over the river. I don't know if they know about the cameras or anything, but they're basically just walking across the river, just trying to hide, be discreet about it. But we can see them. We can see them.
Chicon and another soldier scan 9 miles of border, using joysticks to operate cameras mounted on poles. If they see anything suspicious on their screens, they radio Border Patrol agents, who then respond. 13 agents from this station are now back in the field due to the National Guard soldiers filling in for them. Vehicle maintenance is another job the soldiers have assumed. Here at the headquarters shop, Sergeant Tony Lafayette, recently back from Iraq, tinkers with patrol SUVs.
They were doing layoffs where I work at.
When Governor Perry called for volunteers to serve on the border, Lafayette says he immediately signed up.
And so here I am in El Paso.
Lafayette says vehicle maintenance had gotten so far behind before Guard soldiers came to help that agents were being pulled in from the field.
Slowly but surely, we're being able to get it to where it needs to be so they don't have to worry about all the broke trucks. They can bring something in and have it worked on, and hopefully by the end of the day, it's to where they can have it the next day.
Senior U.S. Border Patrol Agent Rogelio Garcia says he's relieved not to have to worry about broken down vehicles.
National Guard has been cranking out these vehicles, getting them ready for Border Patrol agents, that we have these vehicles at our disposal. As soon as our briefings are over, we can hop in them and get out to the field.
Many Texas National Guard soldiers are from the border area. After serving as far away as Iraq and Afghanistan, they say they're glad to be close to home. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bush in El Paso.